Wake up, you sip of tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Is on.
Yes. We are on. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are back again. We made it. We did survive 7 days. And now today is the 11th of April, 2020. And I guess for many, it will be a holiday weekend, Easter weekend. For some, it will not be. But just so you'll know, we certainly wish you well. On no matter what day it is, today is the next day of the rest of your life. That you can be assured of. You know, folks, with what's been happening lately in this new pandemic that we have been on top of, I guess, since we first had, first discovered it publicly, we pretty much known it was coming, and we suspected going back to December, that there was something being planned health-wise or medical-wise worldwide to help bring about economic destruction worldwide some time ago. But be that as it may, I went to the Book of Revelation, and you know the Book of Daniel and the Book of Revelation are intertwined, and we are told a number of things about what will befall this whole world system in these very last days. And I know you've heard it a million times, and you'll probably hear it another million times before the very end. But we're going to be talking with Professor Fetzer in just a few moments. Yes, we have him back. It's been a while. And he's going to give us his perspective on what this whole issue is all about from his personal and professional perspective of studying all of these issues interrelated for some time now. But in the Book of Revelation, as we know, starting at the very first chapter, we read about this beast that's coming, this beast system, and this final beast, the eighth beast of Revelation, who will be Satan, coming back to rule the world, to save the world from the influences of all of the plagues and problems and pestilence and famines and wars and all of these things that we are experiencing in these days, the days of the final generation of time. And in verse 15, this is verse 15 of chapter 13 of the Book of Revelation, we read, "And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed." Okay? He wants some people dead, the elect of God. Now, this is the man of peace, yet he wants them to die. He will seek to impose a death penalty on them. But God says there are certain ones that he's not going to touch. He's not going to be able to touch, because God himself has given them the protection of that wisdom in his number 777, the seals, the plagues, and most importantly, the seventh trump when Jesus returns. So in verse 16, this is the verse that most people always quote and really never get around to detailing it. In verse 16, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads." 17, "And that no man might buy or sell, save he that have that mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And his name, of course, is Lucifer, Satan, but he's coming as Jesus. 666. Six seals, six plagues, or vials, and the sixth trump. That's when Satan comes. So we know the wisdom that is found in the last verse tells us who he is. John saw it from God himself. He saw the revelation to come. This is Satan coming back. Now, it's very interesting that mark of beast, that mark of the beast goes right back to the mark of Cain in the book of Genesis, where we read that God placed a mark on his head, that whosoever should kill him or his progeny to touch them would seven times be upon them. He wants that seed line protected and preserved in order that they might fulfill his prophetic work in these days. That mark of Cain in the Garden of Eden, the evil one who murdered his brother Abel, would have to come full circle all the way down to the end of this age, this generation. And it is he and his progeny who rule the world, control these hidden dynasties of economics, politics, of academic, media, and most of all, the churches and the synagogues and the houses of worship, all of them, will bow the knee because they'll all be unprotected in their minds. Now, we're reading about it today. We're reading more and more about contact tracing. We're reading about GPS positioning through cellular technology in order to be able to track people, their whereabouts, their contacts, and who they have been in touch with in order to keep us safe. You see, they want to keep us safe. The governor of my state of Rhode Island just warned the people again that you have to obey my edicts. My edicts are for our state, and we want to keep you safe. Peace and safety. In order to be safe, you must follow our instructions. Have your masks. We're encouraging all who go outside of their homes, to be able to look like space aliens and do what is necessary in order to keep them from spreading potentially dangerous germs. Then you must obviously be cleaning your hands every single time you touch something or walk into something or embrace somebody, but you can't embrace them because you have to maintain a distance of 6 feet. And God forbid, if you're 1 inch under that, might get a fine. You know, I'm being a little bit flippant here, but it's not that far-fetched, folks. We are now being regimented to accept a whole new thinking, a mark of the beast, in which Satan will come with his mark and heal the nations of the world. So with that, I want to give you a little bit of a tune to set the mood of today's program, and then we'll bring on Professor James Fetzer. Play it again, Ken. That Andrew Lloyd Webber, the Phantom of the Opera. Do you all have your masks on, folks? Does Jim Fetzer have his mask on? Hello, Jim Fetzer. Welcome back.
Rick, God, I tell you, we've never been in a situation like this in the history of the United States. I long believed that the moon landing was the greatest hoax ever perpetrated in the history of the world, but it's exceeded by many orders of magnitude of what we're going through right now.
And why do you feel that is the case, Jim? you give us your perspective now. You've been writing and reading and doing interviews and the raw deal and so forth. Give us your encapsulated viewpoint on why this is the case.
Well, all the numbers are phony. All the hospitals are basically empty. We have citizen journalists going to one after another, whether, you know, where they're supposed to be the center of the coronavirus pandemic in Elmhurst, New York. Jason Goodman went down with a camera. Nothing there, nothing going on. We got a journalist in Germany went to the hospital, was supposed to be the center of coronavirus. Nothing there. You can go online, you can find videos where you're seeing journalists across the country going, and there's nothing there. It's not happening. We have some whistleblowers emerging. They might have emerged earlier, but they're emerging now. We got a nurse in Utah, for example, who was given a lengthy interview that the COVID-19 is a manufactured crisis. We got a doctor in Montana explaining the same thing, that they're manipulating death certificates. I got a Minnesota Republican state senator, Scott Jansen, says the AMA is encouraging doctors to overcount coronavirus deaths, that Medicare is determining if you have a COVID-19 admittee to the hospital, you get $13,000. If they go on a ventilator, you get $39,000. Several days ago, he told local media he received a directive from the Minnesota Department of Health to list COVID-19 as a cause of death on death certificates, even if patients were never tested for COVID-19. Mm-hmm. When asked why anyone would want to do that, to inflate the death certificates, he explained, fear is a great way to control people, and I worry about that. We have a very, we even have academic papers now that are being published. One, here's one entitled Evidence the COVID-19 Pandemic is False by Kevin McGurr, G-A-L-A-L-A-I, Galilei. The COVID-19 pandemic is a manufactured crisis used by various governments, the EU, the US, and the UN, to accomplish necessary demographic, economic, and environmental objectives under the pretense of protecting public health. I can't begin to tell you how awful the situation is. This was long planned. The key players include Bill Gates and Henry Kissinger, mm-hmm. and I have no doubt, Hillary Clinton and a host of others. But here's the bottom line, Rick, and I can expand on this in great detail. I've been doing a daily update on the coronavirus crisis for the last 2 weeks, every single day, with Dean Ryan in Los Angeles and Mike Barra in Seattle. And all the evidence comes together. This is a completely fabricated pandemic to create or introduce the New World Order, where Henry Kissinger elaborated some of its outlines. But let me give you the key economic factor that makes all the difference in the world. It turns out that there are around 6 million companies in the U.S. 90% of the 6 million have fewer than 20 employees. And here's the kicker, Rick. 75% of small businesses cannot last a month with zero revenues. We're there now. That's what's going on. David Icke, who's a controversial figure, but then many are, including myself, mm-hmm. has been explaining that this is an effort to wipe out the middle class. It's really, if you take out small businesses in the U.S., Rick, we're left with the super rich and everyone, the rest of us, is devastated and poor. It's really to return to a medieval era analogous to the rich in their castle surrounded by moats and the rest of us slaves or serfs toiling in the field. That is the objective. Now, they plan this very cleverly. Bill Gates has been giving symposia for decades now, explaining mm-hmm. he believes that the great threat to mankind is not nuclear war, but a pandemic. The trouble is, this is all manufactured. The statistics are very clear. The death rates are lower than the seasonal flu from this pandemic, which is why we had the AMA paying off hospitals to classify more patients. Here's a real teller. We had the H1N1 flu in 2009 and 2010. That was a serious flu. It killed 12,469 victims. This is a comparison chart now as of March 30th, but it gives you the idea. The COVID flu, as of March 30th, had only killed 2,405. So it had only killed one-sixth as many as the H1N1, much less the seasonal flu annually adjusted for 2017-2018 killed 61,000, Rick. So you got 61,000 from the annual flu, but we're not hearing about a flu pandemic. We got 12,000 from the H1N1 flu. That was a serious issue, but now the flu we're experiencing now, trivial by comparison, yet it's getting massive, massive publicity. The annual flu doesn't get anything but a yawn from the American press. This COVID thing, even though it's trifling by comparison, is getting 24/7 hysteria, unbelievable nonsense. I've been looking at what the experts have to say. I have done a very detailed, very thorough 2-hour presentation you can find online where you can actually see all the studies, all the reports, all the charts. It's at The Raw Deal. This is my regular show, Rick. Well, last Wednesday, a week ago, Wednesday on the 8th, I did a Raw Deal to review all the evidence about the corona crisis.
Yes.
And, you know, using a pandemic to create the new world order. So they're going to wipe out the middle class, and they're going to make all our financial transactions be by way of electronic digital. This is the banker's dream, because then whether you're buying a candy bar, a shotgun, going to a movie, the bankers will know. I don't know where that leaves the homeless, people who don't even have a credit card. They seemingly are left on their own resources, which are highly, highly limited. And they're going to embrace a one-world government, and it's ruled by a very small group of elites, 6 to 12, including Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and, of course, Henry's going to be in there, Bill Gates. One of the real tells when you dig deep into this is you find that some of these players here, like this Anthony Fauci, is deeply embedded with the elite. I'm looking at a photograph as I speak, which you'll find included in that presentation. From a few years back, we have major players in the media, such as Judy Woodruff, Bill Moyers, and Ted Turner. But there you have, and Tom Brokaw. But there you have Anthony Fauci with Bill Gates, with George Soros, with David Rockefeller. I mean, it's outrageous. I got a photograph.
Don't forget Tim Cook as well from Apple. I mean, they're all in on this together.
Oh, it's terrible, Rick. I got a photo of Bill Gates with Jeffrey Epstein. Bill Gates, flew on the Lolita Express. I got a photo here with Bill Gates with Anthony Fauci again. I mean, this just goes on. Fauci confirmed his friendship with the WHO director, who's been this colossal dud. And they're both connected to the Clinton Foundation through Ethiopia. I mean, it goes on and on and on. This is the greatest swindle, the greatest hoax in the history of the United States. And its whole purpose is to destroy America economically. Rick, that's what we're up against.
All right. Great place to pause, Jim. We'll take a break. And ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking with Professor James Fetzer, The Raw Deal, and we shall be back with The Real Deal in just a few moments. Support republicbroadcasting.org. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And ladies and gentlemen, Rick Adams, Uncensored Facebook People, Facebook Rick Adams, you join us there as well. Have a lot of articles posted, Jim's video, his interviews, and so forth. You know, Jim, let me just interject here now. What I'm seeing is I see like a 50-50 society. I see a bunch of people, a lot of people, doing what the government is telling them to do, what the states, the federal government, the UN. You must walk outside your home looking like a space alien, looking as if, you know, you are ready to invade, and you should not walk within more than 6 feet of each other. Let us all come together and obey the state. And then I see a lot of rebels out there. I see a lot of independent people. I see that 50% or more that aren't buying it, that just simply say, I'm healthy. I'm not going to give anybody else any germs. I take precautions. I take my homeopathic, my naturopathic remedies. And quite frankly, I am confident that I will be well. And if they did the same rather than listening to these brown shirts in the government, maybe, just maybe, they might not be getting sick at all, regardless if it's the flu, if it's the so-called pandemic, or if it's just a simple common cold that we have. Whatever it might be, it doesn't matter. It's infectious, and you don't treat the symptoms. You treat the cause. So those people now are being ostracized and told they're not playing the game fairly, that they must step up to the plate. And if they don't, they're outcasts. And isn't this exactly what they have done in communist nations, dictatorships, Cuba, Red China itself, neighbor snitching on neighbor, friend going to the police and telling them about their friend who's not complying. Isn't this quite draconian and Orwellian, Jim?
Oh, of course. Oh, of course. We even have drones in L.A. and in New York telling people to maintain social distancing. It is Orwellian in the extreme. And RBN has long been concerned about the New World Order. Well, I'm telling you, Rick, this is it. This is for all the marbles. They're doing it now. It's a phony pandemic, but they're treating it as though it were real. And a lot of Democrats, because they want to trash Trump, are eager to destroy the economy. I mean, one way of looking at this would be from the perspective of Hillary Clinton, who, is so self-absorbed and self-possessed that she really couldn't care about the consequences of any of this for anyone but herself. She lost to Trump. She'd like to regain what she thinks is her rightful position as president. I think there was a plan to run Biden with Hillary as his VP, but Biden deteriorated too fast. I'm certain now they're going to nominate Andrew Cuomo. That may leave Hillary out in the wilderness again, but here's the deal. His greatest strength going in is a strong economy and the surging stock market. Well, they have taken that away. And the point I was making, Rick, it's not intellectual. Yes, I think you're correct. A lot of people are catching on. If we don't get back to work, we are done. You can stick a fork in us. It won't matter, Rick. We have to get the economic engine going again. Trump is saying, and it was just in the New York Times, this is the most difficult decision he ever has to make, but he can't wait till the end of April, when he talked about getting us back to work by tomorrow, by Easter. That was the right game plan. He's got to accelerate it, because we're going to have more suicides from business failures than we have deaths from the coronavirus by many, many times. I mean, it's going to be an overwhelmingly greater factor.
This is on top of this heroin epidemic we've been hearing about for years now. People are certainly more inclined now to just get it over with if they're on the edge. So, we don't hear about those statistics right now. All we're hearing about is the clear and present danger of COVID-19. And we must all pay attention. We must all listen, because this is the control command society speaking to you. We're doing it for your own good. These are the abortion people. These are the humanist agendas. These are all these new agers that suddenly got religion, and suddenly they're interested in my well-being. It's just amazing what a conversion experience they've had. I'm finding, Jim, in South Korea, for instance, now, they're advancing a system of tracking and tracing, digital worldwide. We're hearing about these things, even as Spain and Italy are reporting a leveling off, the so-called curve, and they're finding fewer people dying, and fewer of them are dying from what they call the COVID-19 virus. Many of these elderly have been dying because of their poor state of health, and this is the primary demographic of those who are dying. The young ones that are dying are few and far between, and in those cases, many of them have very poor immune systems. They've been eating junk food. They've been eating a lot of sugary substance. Their pH is off. All of these things just add up, and it's clear, as you said, we have a cabal of these so-called medocrats that are telling us they know what's best for us when they don't care about us at all.
Your point about immune system is actually very important, because this originated in Wuhan, where also 5G was first rolled out. They have 10,000 5G antennae in Wuhan, Rick, and one of the effects of 5G is to weaken your immune system.
Right.
And when that occurs, threats in the environment that normally wouldn't bother you at all can become a major menace. So we have both 5G rolled out in Wuhan and the coronavirus rolled out as well. By the way, I'm given to understand COVID means certificate of vaccination ID.
This is Bill Gates' dream, to use vaccinations, you see. The idea was to create this problem that would be solved by mass vaccination, and they're going to introduce micro entities into our bloodstreams, this modern nanotechnology that can enable them to not only monitor us anywhere we go, so we're essentially being chipped by these vaccinations, but I guarantee you they could also turn on or off our ability to sustain our lives. Those can be kill switches too. And it's absolutely insane. This guy, Bill Gates, is a monster. I'm telling you, he's become a complete lunatic. But they state this. They very cleverly position people in the right position. They call the church.
He's been groomed for a long time as a savior, and no question that we've been spoon-fed a pack of lies. All right, we'll come right back with Jim Fetzer.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
We're back now, folks. We'll invite phone calls a little early because Jim will be with us a little bit into the next hour, too. Then we have Art from Philly coming on. There's a lot going on there and everywhere. So if you want to dial in now, we'll put you up as fast as we can. Question for Jim, comment for Jim Fetzer, 800-313-9443. And, of course, you know, Jim, there's some interesting things as well that we haven't touched on to prove the point. This is an all-encompassing campaign. Every man, woman, child, and even animals now must be attuned to government. In Pennsylvania, as you probably know, we're told the authorities are seeking to work to keep the Amish communities informed amid the coronavirus pandemic. Now, what does that information entail? Well, of course, they're sending people in to instruct them how to behave, that they should get prepared for vaccinations, which, of course, they will not take. But here we go again. Now, every single religious group, every single individual must pay heed and pay attention. This is draconian. It's scary. The FDA now has talked about threatening Alex Jones because of his commercials and so forth with do not advertise remedies, false remedies, fake hope for people that might have corona. And what do the fakes entail? Well, of course, the FDA will gladly tell us. Some of them actually do work, and as some of the ones that I take and we take are effective, proven remedies that God has given us in His green earth. So, you know, this is another example of how much of a police state they really want to impose on us worldwide, isn't it? Don't you see that?
100%. Yes, yes, yes. And, I mean, we do have readily available, inexpensive cures, solutions for this, including the hydroxychloroquine, which has been working remarkably well. We had a physician in France with 90 hospitalized patients. In other words, they were sufficiently advanced in their symptoms as to require hospitalization. He gave them this hydroxychloroquine with an antibiotic. 79 of them survived. We had another physician here in the U.S. He had 350 patients with some state or other of the coronavirus. He gave them hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak, and all of them survived. Not one of them died. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is something, Rick, they didn't anticipate, that there would be an anti-malarial drug that was around that was cheap as dirt, that would be immediately available, that would deal with this problem. They thought they could drag it out by claiming they had to have a vaccine. And of course, this is also much upsetting Bill Gates' apple cart that he's now funding a group to test hydroxychloroquine when we already know it works well. I'm hearing
well, we have natural remedies that are in nature. I do the oil of oregano, the oregares. I do the juice of wild array. I do all of these things. And so far, amen, I've had not even the slightest temperature, you know. In fact, mine is low. It's like 97, 97.8. So, and I have it checked regularly because I go quite regularly to check in with physicians to prove
sure.
the point.
Sure.
And, you know,
sure.
the thing is that they want to frighten the public and the world itself into accepting a global solution. And I believe, as you've said, and I've said this all along because it is scriptural, is that the economic situation is the key. They need to get people bankrupted, economies finished off, the middle class wiped out in America. And as America goes, the whole world goes with it. And we're seeing the effect of that will be a whole new monetary system. Isn't that what these groups, what these Illuminists, what these Satanists have always wanted to impose since they created the very first international monetary fund out of the bowels of the evils of World War II? Isn't that what they're out to do? Again?
Oh, yeah. And the problem is they can succeed if we don't get the country back to work again. We're now getting many reports about the reduced death rate from the expected death rate. The guy, Nigel Ferguson, who is an epidemiologist from the UK, whose draconian initial reports predicted Armageddon, 2.2 million Americans dead, a half a million Brits, has now revised his model down to less than 20,000 Brits. By the same standard, that would be less than 200,000 Americans. I don't think we're going to get anywhere near there. But the point is, you can't shut down a country over an infectious disease. Well, we have these problems all the time. I published a blog about 12 experts from around the world talking about the coronavirus pandemic. And Rick, let me share with some of what they say. Here's
sure.
Dr. Sachit Bhakti, a specialist in microbiology, a professor at the Johannes Gutenberg University in Mainz, head of the Institute for Medical Microbiology and Hygiene, one of the most cited research scientists in German history. What he says: we are afraid that a million infections with a new virus will lead to 30 deaths a day over the next 100 days. But don't we realize that 20, 30, 40, or 100 patients positive for the ordinary coronavirus are already dying every day? The government's anti-COVID-19 measures are grotesque, absurd, and very dangerous. The life expectancy of millions is being shortened. The horrifying impact on the world economy threatens the existence of countless people. The consequences on medical care are profound. Already, services to patients in need are reduced, operations canceled, practices empty, hospital personnel dwindling. All this will profoundly impact our whole society. All these measures leading to self-destruction and collective suicide are based on nothing but a spook. nothing but a spook. Here's Dr. Joel Kepner, a professor of community health science and surgery at Manitoba, former chief public health official for Manitoba Province, medical director of the International Center for Infectious Diseases. What he says, I've never seen anything like this, anything anywhere near like this. I'm not talking about the pandemic, because I've seen 30 of them, one every year. It is called influenza. And other respiratory illness viruses, we don't always know what they are, but I've never seen this reaction, and I'm trying to understand why. I worry about the message to the public about the fear of coming into contact with people, being in the same space with people, shaking their hands, having meetings with people. I worry about many, many consequences related to that. In Hubei, China, in the province of Hubei, which has had the most cases and deaths by far, the actual number of reported cases is 1 per 1,000. The actual rate of death is 1 per 20,000. So that may help put matters into perspective. Here's another guy, John Ioannidis, professor of medicine and health research and policy at Stanford. This is a good guy. The one situation, he's saying, patients who have been tested for the SARS-CoV-2, this is the same coronavirus, are disproportionately those with severe symptoms and bad outcomes. As most health systems have limited testing capacity, selection bias, that means finding what you're looking for, may even worsen in the near future. One situation where an entire closed population was tested was the Diamond Princess cruise ship and its quarantined passengers. The case fatality there was 1%, but this was a largely elderly population in which the death rate from COVID-19 is much higher. The fact is, Rick, that in Italy, 99% of the patients who die, and Italy has a high morbidity rate anyhow for whatever reason, had pre-existing conditions, whether it was diabetes or high blood pressure or heart disease. And when you subtract those, the rate in the remainder was only 0.8, in other words, 0.8%, which is lower than the 0.9, 0.9% that's average for death from all causes combined.
Absolutely so, you know. There's something else, too, that I want to throw into the mix now, and then we'll go right to the phones, and that is that we read, I don't doubt that there's a lot of truth to it, that we're told from AP that crime has dropped around the world significantly, violent crime, due to this lockdown. And, you know, I do think when you have a prison environment, usually there's not much crime. And I've been saying this, and the mayor of Los Angeles said, well, we got to start turning in people if they're not obeying us, you know, and we've got to crack some heads and this type of thing. And that is amazing in the fact that all these years the illegals have been coming in. They're still being defended by these crackpot groups that say, let them out of these detention centers. Let them do whatever they want. Let them mingle with society in general, right? That's all well and good. But now a lockdown is imposed by states. And guess what? All of a sudden, there is no illegal problem on the streets by and large. Boy, I guess that does work, martial law scenarios, huh?
Let me tell you how clever they are about orchestrating this whole thing. I mean, the WHO guy is clearly implicit. Trump was calling him out. Defunding the WHO would be a very good idea because he's deeply involved in this. I've already talked about this, that Anthony Fauci. He is a rat. You go on television and you see on these left-wing websites, TV channels like MSNBC, they're praising him as though he were the nation's savior. He is driving us to destruction. He's aided and abetted by this woman, Dr. Birx, who sounds very calmly. Yeah. She's confirmed.
And right. She comes from Walter Reed Medical, huh? I mean, you know, it's all government stuff. It's all military stuff, you know?
Well, get this, Rick. She's confirming that all deaths of people infected with coronavirus, regardless of whether they died from it or not, are being classified as Corona-19. Yes. We've taken a very liberal approach to mortality, and get this, Rick, she has a daughter. Her daughter works for, Laura Birx, works for Bill Gates as deputy director of strategy planning and management. So Bill Gates' fingers are all over this, everywhere.
Indeed. Indeed they are. All right. Let's take a few calls. 800-313-9443. is the magic number. Call now. Don't wait. We're going to go to Chris first in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the program.
Oh, happy Easter to both of you guys on this fabulous day, and what an explicit honor and pleasure it is to speak with the great American hero, Dr. Jim Fetzer.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead. You got a question or a comment?
Absolutely. No, you're right on the point here, of course, as you always are, Jim and Rick. This Burke, who looks like Nancy Pelosi's sister, twin almost, except blonde, and has the same gestures, obviously travels with the same group of self-deemed elite idiots. She, with her daughter being on Bill Gates Foundation, and of course Bill Gates Foundation contributing significant quantities of the budget to WHO and the CDC, and of course Ted, whatever his name is, from Ethiopia, is in the pocket of the Chinese and put on the WHO by them and the UN, who is not in our interest. In fact, even the John Birch Society, for Christ's sakes, has been telling us to get us out of UN forever. And maybe we're finally going to wake up now. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right on top of it. I think you're making good points. Rick, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. The only problem is you can get the UN out of the United States, but can you get the United States out of the UN mentality? You know, that's the old saying, you can take them out of the slum, you know?
Rick, it's amazing. Right. When I was growing up, you know, the UN was supposed to be our greatest hope for world peace, but actually, I'm sorry to say, it's long since abdicated any such responsibility, and now seems to be a threat to American freedom and liberty. I'm shocked, but that's the way it plays out.
All right, Chris, anything else? Go ahead.
Three little things. One, whenever the elites talk about peace, they really mean war. This is their doublespeak they always operate in. Two different places here on RBN, they're talking about the plan demonic or plandemic, and I coined a term called the virus instead of the virus. It's just added E on the end of it, and that's what it really is. Because it's a fake. I mean, maybe the thing really does some people that are compromised to the max some harm. I don't dispute that. But the fact that Fauci patented the AIDS virus, developed it, and it has AIDS aspects designed into the CRISPR-edited genetic developed weaponized gene pool that they cesspooled this thing from, it just speaks volumes to the deidiosity of Bill Gates of hell and his psychopathic motives with his entourage that he's hired to help carry out this ruse on America. God bless America. Thank you, Jim.
Great, great calls, right. Great comments. I think
thank
you're 100% on the mark.
Well, as we know, Dr. Ron Paul has called upon Mr. Trump to fire this guy, Fauci, and I guess if he is calling upon him to do that, he might as well just totally purge the entire, this entire group of people, this coterie of individuals whom, have been dubbed our saviors, you know, the staff, the White House Committee on Corona. It doesn't seem to make any sense to have people with a vested interest in furthering this climate of confusion to have them ruling over us, you know?
You may have noticed, Rick, that state senator I cited in the beginning, the AMA is in on it, you know, encouraging these 13,000 for identifying a patient as COVID.
And sure they would, yeah.
39,000 for putting them on those ventilators are very dangerous, by the way. It looks as though the ventilators are causes of death as opposed to the virus.
Absolutely. I've been saying this all along. I saw it happen with my father, and I know that once they get somebody on a ventilator who has chemotherapy toxicity, for instance, they will get progressively worse. They're not going to come off that ventilator because in itself it causes the formation and spreading of more germs. So I've seen it, I know it, and there's absolutely no reason for it. But again, it's another cottage industry, and these companies are profiting from it. Despite all you hear about donations and the generosities of the foundations like the Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda, and the whole family that is so interested in our well-being. I don't believe any of it, and I want to see the proof of it. You know, Dr. Fauci has been around for a long time, Jim, and I remember him in the 1970s and 80s when he was much younger, and he was a constant thorn in the side of those practicing alternative medicine for cancer patients. He did not assuage it in any way. You know, he was an opponent of Laetril. He was an opponent of any kind of alternative detox and nutritional therapy for cancer patients. And, you know, you could see the handwriting on the wall. I said, this guy's probably going to go places. He's going to be called upon again someday to be an expert in another crisis. And sure enough, here he is on the world stage. Well, isn't that something? Who would have thunk it, huh? All right, we've got a break. We'll come right back with Tom next. Folks, if you have a call right now, don't waste time. Get on the lines right now. A question for Jim or myself. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams.
Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, folks, we're coming up on the top of the hour, and we'll have Jim stay over with us a few moments, but I did want to see if I can bring in Tom from Utah first. Hello, Tom. You're on the program.
Since you're short on time, I did get in last night on Coast to Coast, and I explained a little simple thing to them. Number one, this virus is... Hello?
Yeah, we're hearing you. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. This virus requires a fat protective coating on it. So to have it infectious in your cough or spittle, basically next to zero, quite frankly. And if you're in a room and you could infect one person in that room, and it would be your wife or your parent or your children who you kissed. That's about it. But they never discuss, and this is what I explained last night, they never discuss the grand reservoir, the grand petri dish, the reservoir, and the vector to get this into a community of 100 or 1,000 people in one shot. It has to be through a common food supply. And the food that would carry it, of course, is, you know, and of course, everybody thinks I'm a little cuckoo because I'm a vegan. I don't touch any animal. That's based on my decades of working in veterinary and human pathology that I explained to the group last night on Coast to Coast. A little story, and this is very brief. I was on the way down to Los Angeles at the invitation of the film industry.
Look, because we got the music playing, I don't want to shortchange you. Just hang on a couple of moments, okay? And we'll let you finish. All right, Tom? Stay where you are.
Yeah, this includes Clive and Buddy, which is fun.
All right. And Tom, excuse me, Jim, you're going to stay with me too, right?
Sure, of course.
Very good. Okay, we'll come right back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned, folks.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Is on.
1-800-313-9443 to dial us in. We're on the phone right now with Tom. And Tom, go ahead. You wanted to finish what you were saying about your statements on coast to coast and so forth.